American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Listen. A carpenter is talking about some of the tools and materials that she uses in her work.
When we connect things, we fasten or join them. Some common types of fasteners are nails, screws, bolts, and glue. Glue adheres or sticks things together. When two things have been glued together, sometimes it's impossible to separate them.
Listen again.
When we connect things, we fasten or join them. Some common types of fasteners are nails, screws, bolts, and glue. Glue adheres or sticks things together. When two things have been glued together, sometimes it's impossible to separate them.
Look at Figure 1 again and answer some questions.
Number 1. When we connect things, what are we doing? Repeat. We are fastening or joining them. Number 2. What are some common types of fasteners? Repeat. Some common types of fasteners are nails, screws, bolts, and glue. Number 3. What does glue do? Repeat. Glue adheres or sticks things together. Number 4. What sometimes happens when two things have been glued together? Repeat. It is sometimes impossible to separate them.
Look at Figure 2. Listen. The carpenter is talking about a saw.
A saw is a very important tool or device to a carpenter. I use two kinds of saws in my workshop. I use an electric saw and a hand saw. When I use a hand saw, a back and forth motion is required. A saw enables me to cut wood to any size I want. When I use a saw, I must make sure that I grip the saw tightly. If I don't, I won't be able to saw in a straight line. I must also be very careful with the saws so I won't have any accidents.
Listen again.
A saw is a very important tool or device to a carpenter. I use two kinds of saws in my workshop. I use an electric saw and a hand saw. When I use a hand saw, a back and forth motion is required. A saw enables me to cut wood to any size I want. When I use a saw, I must make sure that I grip the saw tightly. If I don't, I won't be able to saw in a straight line. I must also be very careful with the saws so I won't have any accidents.
Now look at the sentences written under the paragraph in Figure 2. Write the word or words that will complete the sentence. Look at the paragraph to help you find the answers. Number 1. The saw is an important tool, or to a carpenter. Number 2. She has two kinds of saws in her workshop. She uses an electric saw and a... Number 3. When she uses a handsaw, she uses a motion. Number 4. The saw, the carpenter to cut wood to any size that she wants. Number 5. When she is sawing, she must make sure that she the saw tightly so she can in a straight line. Number 6. The must be careful so she won't have any accidents. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is device. D-E-V-I-C-E. Number 2 is handsaw. H-A-N-D-S-A-W. Number 3 is back and forth. B-A-C-K-A-N-D-F-O-R-T-H. Number 4 is enables. E-N-A-B-L-E-S. Number 5 is grips. G-R-I-P-S. And saw. S-A-W. Number 6 is carpenter. C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. Look at figure 3. Listen to the dialogues. They contain sentences with do, does, and did in order to emphasize certain things. Just listen. What's the right answer then?
I don't know the right answer, but I do know that this is wrong.
Didn't you pick her up at the airport?
I waited for her for over an hour, but she never did arrive.
This car belongs to you, doesn't it?
No, but it does belong to a friend of mine.
You told your father that you'd be late, didn't you?
Yes, I always do let my parents know where I am.
Look at the figure again. You will hear the first line of each of the dialogues, and you read the second line. What's the right answer, then? Didn't you pick her up at the airport? This car belongs to you, doesn't it? You told your father that you'd be late, didn't you? Look at figure 3 again. This time, you read the first line, and you will hear the second line read.
I don't know the right answer, but I do know that this is wrong. I waited for her for over an hour, but she never did arrive. No, but it does belong to a friend of mine. Yes, I always do let my parents know where I am.
Thank you.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a sentence and select the correct reference. Look at the example. What does it refer to? Listen.
The car is at the mechanic's. It's being repaired.
Listen again.
The car is at the mechanic's. It's being repaired. It refers to car. Circle letter B for car.
Now do the rest of the sentences like the example. Listen and select the correct reference. Number 1. What does he refer to?
Jerry got a score of 100 on his math test today. He feels very proud.
Number 2. What does both refer to?
Her children weren't at school today. Both were sick.
Number 3. What does them refer to?
Little Bobby doesn't like carrots, but his two brothers like them.
Number 4. What does any refer to?
The cake was eaten in 5 minutes. Many people didn't get any.
Number 5. What does him refer to?
Betty gave John a nice present for his birthday. She likes him a lot.
Now let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. He refers to Jerry. Listen. Jerry got a score of 100 on his math test today. He, Jerry, feels very proud. Number 2 is A. Both refers to her children. Listen. Her children weren't at school today. Both her children were sick. Number 3 is B. Them refers to carrots. Listen. Little Bobby doesn't like carrots, but his two brothers like them. Carrots. Number 4 is B. Any refers to cake. Listen. The cake was eaten in 5 minutes. Many people didn't get any. Cake. Number 5 is A. Him refers to John. Listen. She gave John a nice present for his birthday. She likes him, John, a lot.
Look at figure 5. You will hear a reading 3 times about a general's busy schedule. Take notes on this reading using keywords and phrases. Write on the lines provided. Listen and take notes. As the general's driver, you will have a lot of responsibilities tomorrow. I'm going to give you his schedule. Be sure and write everything down. First of all, he will have breakfast at 0700 hours at the Officers Club. Then, at 0900 hours, he needs to be at the parade grounds. He'll be reviewing the men. At 1100 hours, he'll have lunch with Colonel Johnson at the Officers' Club. After lunch, he'll be back in his office. He'll be there from 12:30 hours until 16:30 hours. He has several appointments then. At 17:30 hours, he has to be driven home so he can change into his dress uniform. He and his wife are attending a dinner downtown. At 1900 hours, with city officials. Now listen again and add to or check your notes. As the general's driver, you will have a lot of responsibilities tomorrow. I'm going to give you his schedule. Be sure and write everything down. First of all, he will have breakfast at 0700 hours at the Officers Club. Then at 0900 hours, he needs to be at the parade grounds. He'll be reviewing the men. At 1100 hours, he'll have lunch with Colonel Johnson. At the Officers' Club. After lunch, he'll be back in his office. He'll be there from 12:30 hours until 16:30 hours. He has several appointments then. At 17:30 hours, he has to be driven home so he can change into his dress uniform. He and his wife are attending a dinner downtown. At 1900 hours with city officials. Listen again and check what you've written. As the general's driver, you will have a lot of responsibilities tomorrow. I'm going to give you his schedule. Be sure and write everything down. First of all, he will have breakfast at 0700 hours at the Officers' Club. Then, at 0900 hours, he needs to be at the parade grounds. He'll be reviewing the men. At 1100 hours, he'll have lunch with Colonel Johnson at the Officers' Club. After lunch, he'll be back in his office. He'll be there from 12:30 hours until 16:30 hours. He has several appointments then. At 17:30 hours, he has to be driven home so he can change into his dress uniform. He and his wife are attending a dinner downtown at 1900 hours with city officials. Now turn to the answer page for this tape and check your notes. This is the end of tape 3B, book 22.